ist doch. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنهم يرونه بعيدا ونراه قريبا. وقال الله تعالى: يا أيها الإنسان ما غرك بربك الكريم. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: اللهم إني أعوذ بك من منكرات الأخلاق والأعمال والأهواء والأدواء، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. Most respected ulama ikram, elders and dear brothers, with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's favors and mercy upon us, we find ourselves in this auspicious month of Rajab. And in this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised the true believers blessings in many forms. Blessings as far as knowledge is concerned, blessings as far as our amal and our deeds are concerned, and blessings as far as our spiritual and our physical, our internal and our external requirements and needs. We ask Allah Rabbul Izzat to grant us the best of His blessings in this month. Allah allow us to reach the month of Sha'ban and Ramadan with goodness and with ease, with good health and protection. And Allah Rabbul Izzat continue to shower His favor upon us in the manner that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favors the best of His servants, the favored servants of His. My dear friends, the subject matter and topic for today is something that is probably very easy to guess and understand, because perhaps it is an unprecedented situation that the world finds itself in today. Perhaps never before in the history of man there has been so much of disruption, so much of anxiety, concern, worry, and so much of preparation and prevention as far as the coronavirus is concerned, which is given more scientific names and more correct names, COVID-19. And one doctor was explaining to me that the technically correct name is SARS-2. So whatever the name of it is, but we know that when we hear corona, then everybody now realizes and understands what we are speaking about. And because the discussion is such a serious and intense discussion, maybe it is nice to be a bit light-hearted about it also, so that we can ease our tensions before we discuss the serious aspects. They say in history, the British colonized us. We know that the British colonized over half the world, maybe two-thirds of the world according to some historians. And more recently, the Chinese colonized us. So this is just on a lighter note. But the reality of the matter is that this is not a matter pertaining to any particular country. And also it is not something that we should use to point fingers at any particular group, any particular government, any particular people. But it is a matter that affects and afflicts insan, the entire humanity. And if we really look at it, we are indeed very fortunate. Allah has blessed us with iman. Allah has blessed us with Quran. Allah has blessed us with understanding. And it is only a person with iman, a person with Quran, and a person with the correct understanding and perspective that will be able to really understand what is happening. Otherwise, if you look at it scientifically, you look at it medically, you look at it economically, you look at it whichever perspective you look at it, there are no answers. Everyone is grappling for answers, everybody is groping, and there is this whole hype and frenzy and concern. Every day there's a new development, every hour something is changing, and that is basically the condition that is prevailing at the moment. But with the grace of Allah, and it is a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He gives the believers. Whatever condition believers find themselves in, and these are all mafhum of ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives us this understanding. That when difficult conditions afflict a person, afflict the ummah, then sabr. We adopt patience and tolerance. And there is reward and there is benefit and there is progress in that. And when favorable conditions afflict us or come to us, then shakara, we express our humility and our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and through this there is also benefit and there is progress. And when you look at this matter from the perspective of Quran al-Kareem, then we realize one very important aspect that comes to the fore. And that is that this whole matter is a communication and a very direct and loud sound message from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the whole of humanity. Allah is making a pronouncement. And that pronouncement and that fact and that reality is not something that is unknown. It's not a secret. It is something that as believers we believe in, we have come to know of, we speak about it, we learn about it. But at times we find that the reality of this, the conviction, the belief, the practice, this eludes us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making this very loud pronouncement that Allah is the one who is in control. Allah is the supreme, Allah is the master of the universe, He is the controller, and every decision goes through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and every condition is by the direct command of Allah Rabbul Izzat. تُسَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِ. Every living organism and being in this universe makes the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and glorifies Allah Rabbul Izzat. Whether it is an amoeba, whether it is a nano aspect, or whether it is a micro aspect or a macro aspect, whether it is the biggest of Allah's creation, the most minutest of Allah's creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, everything is dependent on Allah Rabbul Izzat. And this is the point that should be highlighted. And this is something that must permeate our understanding and our belief as far as this matter is concerned. Wallah, Al-Khaliq, Al-Bari, Al-Musawwir, Al-Jabbar, Al-Mutakabbir. Allah is in full power and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in full control. And why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, perhaps, if we have to look at it from an understanding perspective, why Allah is making this thing come through so clearly, and so strongly, and so powerfully, that we realize mankind as a whole, as a collective, has moved away far from this belief. Humanity at the moment is moving in a direction of destruction. And Allah speaks about this in the Quran al-Kareem again. Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. O insan, O humanity, what is causing you to turn your back on Allah? Today people are in laboratories and governments and groups and organizations and foundations are spending hours and millions of dollars trying to disprove the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Trying to disprove the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Rabbul Izzah does not need to prove His existence. The existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in front of us all the time, every day. The sun, the moon, the skies, the oceans, every leaf on every tree, every ant that is treading the surface of this earth. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of the weakness of the understanding of man, the vision of man, the faith of man, the conviction of man, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings this about. And for Allah to do this, Allah does not need to move a mountain, not even move the winds, not even move an army. وَلِلَّهِ جُنُودُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The armies belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah didn't move anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought an invisible thing in the atmosphere, which cannot even be measured, which cannot even be felt, which is not even tangible. Allah says, let that do the work. And it's not coincidental that it emanates from a part of the world where we find man was at the peak and the zenith of his strength. Everything comes from China. Everything is produced in China. It is regarded to be the superpower of the world, economically, strategically, in whatever way you look at it, travel-wise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, let's bring the system of man who regards himself to be powerful, who regards himself to be mighty, and this has bred this pride and this arrogance and this power and this self-thought and this self-conceit and selfness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, let's bring it to a grounding halt. Never could man imagine, never could anyone ever predict or even conceive or perceive that such circumstances will arise in the world, that things, countries have to be down at lockdown. Travel bans have to be implemented. World leaders were trying to prevent Muslims from traveling from one country and continent to the other. Today, the States of America has to prevent the United Kingdom, which is its ally, from entering into its country. Borders have been closed down. So what is this? This is none else but the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my dear friends, it is something which people of Iman can relate with. We can understand. But it is something that we should use as an opportunity from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fix up what is within us. Because at the end of the day, it is about materialism. It is about this hedonism. It is about this consumerism. All of these isms that have gripped humanity. And it has gripped the hearts of man. It has gripped the hearts of the ummah also. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to purify ourselves, cure ourselves of these viruses. So this is one of the important takeaways from this. This thing must leave a lesson. It must leave some thought with us. It must leave us with some reason to action ourselves, to respond to this thing in a manner that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires us to respond. The second thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us, Allah Rabbul Izzat, after His power is understood, after the grandeur and the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is understood, Allah shows the insignificance of man. Allah is showing how weak insan is. And in reality, we are most insignificant. We are really weak. But what does man think of himself? Man regards himself to be powerful. He regards himself to be in authority. He regards himself to be in control. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. You are most dependent on Allah. We are dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every breath, for every blink of every eye, for every step, for every drop of water. And this understanding of insignificance must breed, must create, must develop humility and tawazu in us. It must bring belief in us. It must bring humility in us. It must bring gratitude within us. Because when a person has humility, when he has gratitude, when he is a true human being, then we will find nobody will assert his power and his authority on the next person. People will treat their staff in a good way. People will not discriminate other human beings. There will be no racism. There will be no dereliction of duty. There will be no transgression of the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala against other people. There will be no usurping of the rights and wealth of other people. There will be no ill-treatment of others. When there is iman, when there is humility, when there is this a true gratitude that comes within a person. And Allah is teaching us this lesson, that, O insan, understand who you are. Understand your weakness. Understand your fallibility. If there is anything that we should develop and make strong, it is our iman and it is our conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not in our physical, economical, and other strengths and other powers which we perceive to have. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this. These are just aspects, headlines which I'm trying to cover, because this is the takeaway from this. If this virus comes and goes, and this whole saga comes and goes, and humanity is left in the same position, there has been no real lesson that has been learned. People continue as routine, as normal, then unfortunately we have not heeded the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A third lesson that we can take from this is the lesson of death. إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. As we tread this earth, we think, no, it's fine. It's far. It's going to happen. Allah says, you think it's far. وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. We look at it as imminent. It's happening every day, and it's going to happen. Allah says, as an individual, take heed, make preparations, fix things up, return to Allah. That is why in the ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about these conditions not as an azab and as a punishment, but Allah speaks about it as a mercy. Outwardly we look at it as something so destructive, something that's so calamitous. But Allah says it is a mercy. And how is it a mercy? وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى. Allah says, we're bringing this condition upon you to save you from the destruction that you are moving towards. Man is moving headlong. It's suicidal what humanity is doing. And Allah wants to pull humanity back and put a stop in our tracks, in our spiritual tracks, in the tracks of where humanity is moving as far as morality is concerned, as far as our humanness is concerned. Allah is putting a stop, and Allah has brought this literally now. He has stopped man in his tracks literally, and he's put man into literal isolation. How more strong can the message be? How more powerful can the message be? We are required to isolate ourselves every day. Self-isolation. Sit in the musalla. Sit after salah. Think over our reality. Make muraqabah. Go into khalwa. This is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Adopt khalwa in your life. Think over your direction. Reflect over your words. Think about what we are doing, how we are treating people, what is the condition of my family life, what is the length of my life that is left, what are the consequences of my deeds. All of these things are self-isolation. So that we can treat the viruses that are within us. The viruses of pride and haughtiness and arrogance, the virus of anger and temper, the virus of rage, the virus of miserliness, the viruses of bad conduct. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to think about these things, to talk about these things, to bring these things to the fore. إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُؤْرِدُونَ. Allah says, hisab is imminent, it is here. Be prepared for it. But today we're carrying on like there is no court that we're going to stand in. We will go to court to usurp the right of the next Muslim. Because why? There is no belief that there is a court that we have to stand in. And Allah is saying, prepare yourself for that court. اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ. That we've got to get rid of this negligence, this ghaflat, this heedlessness, this forgetfulness, this bubble that we are living in, that this everything is fine, this world is moving, I'm happy, I've got wealth, I've got family, I've got children, I've got comfort, I'm moving, I'm okay, I'm fine, good weather, good food, good country, good everything. Allah says no. Everything has to come to a stop and bring reality into the picture. There are many other points, my dear friends, that can be brought to the fore. The time has expired. I'll just touch on one other aspect. And that is the aspect of humanity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us that when human beings have forsaken humans, those same leaders and governments, who have forsaken the downtrodden. People are suffering pain, persecution, displacement, every form of human difficulty. Young children are dying, are freezing to death. Women folk, widows are freezing to death. People have been displaced and have been dismantled and have been robbed of everything, of their dignity, of their humanity, of their everything that they have in life. But no leader of the world will stand up and come to any rescue. It's business as usual. Let everyone fly how they are flying. Let everyone enjoy what they are doing. Let the world economy carry on. It's about the exchange rate. It's about the oil price. It's about my country, my border. It's about my wealth. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, if no one wants to take care, then Allah will take care. Allah will take care of the downtrodden, my dear. If we do not want to fulfill the rights of the weak and the downtrodden, and those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed an obligation on our shoulders, on the shoulders of the leaders of the world, on the shoulders of the wealthy of the world, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show us that Allah will do it single-handedly. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing that now that very same people and those very same countries and those very same leaders who are so brave and so bold and so disconcerned, they are now gripped with fear. They have to lock their countries down. They are in fear of their economies. They are in fear of their own lives. They are in fear of the lives of their own wives, of their own children, of their own ministers, of their own cabinets. Whose doing is this? Allahu Rabbul Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. Allah give us haqiqat. Allah grant us truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our eyes to Quran Sharif, my dear friends. Allah forgive us. We have forsaken our iman. We have forsaken the Quran. We have forsaken the direction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. We must make tawbah. We must repent. We must make istighfar. We must give sadaqah. We must open our eyes. Allah open my eyes. Allah open the eyes of the entire ummah. Allah forgive us. Make our maghfirat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from all harmful diseases. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate us and make it easy for the ummah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وأكمل لنا ديننا وتم علينا نعمته ورضي لنا الإسلام دينا فلا نعبد ولا نستعين إلا إياه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر وقال الله تبارك وتعالى إنهم يرونه بعيدا ونراه قريبا وقال الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الإنسان ما غرك بربك الكريم وقال الله تبارك وتعالى والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم الآيات وذكر الحكيم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي والذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ارحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشهدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حيان عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله اللهم اغفر للعباس ولديه مغفرة ظاهرة وباطلة لا تغادر ذنبا رضوان الله تعالى عليهم وعن كل الصحابة أجمعين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون قال الله تعالى فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون
Let us straighten ourselves and ensure that we are standing shoulder to shoulder. There are no gaps in between. And our cell phones are switched off.
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمدا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. ربي اغفر وارحم أنت خير الراحمين. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام. تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. أنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم النصير. اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرض المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين واغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. جزا الله أن نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهل برحمتك يا رحمن.